UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon congratulated all of Ghana's candidates, the Electoral Commission, and Ghanaian voters for the peaceful and orderly resolution of last month's elections, hailing it as a democratic achievement. President-elect John Atta Mills withstood two rounds of voting and a special election in a single constituency last Friday to claim just more than 50% of the vote, narrowly edging ruling party rival Nana Akufo-Addo. Mr. Atta Mills takes power Wednesday when President John Kufuor steps down after 8 years in power. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown telephoned the president-elect to congratulate him on his victory. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says that under Mr. Atta Mills' leadership, he's convinced that Ghana will make more progress, respecting the institutions and liberties as the entire international community is watching. Many in Africa offered their own praise for the peaceful nature of the vote and the inclusiveness promised by the president-elect. Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga says Mr. Atta Mills' victory and the conduct of the people of Ghana provides a rare example of democracy at work in Africa. South African President Kgalema Motlanthe says the Ghanaian people have shown their appreciation for democracy in an election that bears testimony to respect for good governance in Africa. That's particularly striking, given last month's military coup in Guinea and August's overthrow of the first freely elected leader in Mauritania. S. Tarnu Sherman is chairman of the Political Science Department at the University of Liberia. He says Ghana is a torchbearer for African democracy.
If you watch the reaction of the recent coup in Guinea, you find out that Africans are not too much receptive of military takeover again. People are saying, look, the solution to democracy is not taking up arms. Let us go through the ballot, and this is what's happening now today, which we saw in Ghana.
Professor Sherman says Ghana's role as the birthplace of the Pan-African movement and its continuing commitment to democracy is a source of pride for all Africans.
They show to the world that democracy can also flourish in Africa, and especially in West Africa, where you have so many military coups and things. So Ghana has a special place in West Africa and Africa at large.
Declaring victory Saturday, Ghana's 64-year-old president-elect said it's time to unite the country after a hard-fought election and promised those who did not support him that they would face no recriminations.
I want to assure all Ghanaians that I will be president for all. There will be no discrimination.
Mr. Atta Mills not only captured the presidency, but led his National Democratic Congress Party to big gains in Ghana's parliament, winning 114 of the 228 seats. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.